A lot of the coverage of the war in Ukraine has shown people fleeing the towns and cities with their beloved pets, cats and dogs, which shows how much these animals are loved and treasured. In the latest of Let's Talk series on collectors, we meet Juliet Bumpstead from Suffolk, who has a soft spot for one particular breed of dog. Here's Dorothy to tell us about Juliet's penchant for poodles.
From her garden to her bedroom, there are poodles, poodles everywhere. Juliet Bumpstead just loves the breed, and her passion for poodles is evident throughout her Suffolk home. "I started my collection in 1988," she recalls. "I started working with poodles at the age of 16, and I fell in love with the breed. When I began going to the dog shows, I started to see all these beautiful poodle ornaments, and I was like, I know what I want to collect." Juliet, who lives near Saxmundham, explains that she bought the bulk of her collection quite cheaply from car boot sales. She also has what she calls her really nice pieces that are particularly special to her. She has worked with poodles all her working life, as a kennel maid and a canine beautician, now classed as a dog groomer. She continues to love working with poodles and explains why they are particularly special to her. "First and foremost, they don't molt. And secondly, they are so smart and you can train them to do absolutely anything," she says. "I've had quite a few poodles over the years and I've done agility with them. I've done breed showing and lure racing and dock diving. That's events held at country fairs. All sorts. They're just such a fantastic breed, very underrated." Juliet has also had poodles as pets. "I did have 8 at one point, but I'm now down to my last 2, she says. "They're litter brother and sister. Daisy is the small one and Panzer is the larger one. They are partly coloured poodles, not solid coloured, and they're 15 this year." Juliet's love of the breed is evident outside and inside her home. "I'm actually in the process of growing a poodle in a large pot out of box bushes," she says. "I'm into woodworking and I've made a lot of poodle stuff over the years and I've made myself a little poodle coffee table." Her favourite poodle piece is a life-size toy poodle in full show trim, which she describes as absolutely beautiful. She adds, "I used to treat myself to a special poodle ornament at Crufts every year, but I don't show anymore, so I don't get them from there anymore. People buy them for me as birthday and Christmas presents and everything, really." Juliet recalls how she showed at Crufts with her standard poodle back in 1982. "He won his class, and that was a childhood dream come true, because I had always wanted to go to Crufts, and I went with my first dog," she says. "He actually won his class at Crufts, which was fabulous. His name was Lester." Juliet also used to show her dogs, Shenzi, a miniature poodle, and Phoebe, her standard poodle, at Crufts. "I used to handle for other people as well," she adds. "Poodles have been my life." Juliet has a large, life-size model of a standard poodle in her bedroom. She has knitted her own poodle bed blanket. She has a poodle brooch on all her coats too. She says, "I've had to stop, and I did say I'm not buying any more. But I did buy the Akuma pot last year, but that was particularly special." Juliet contacted Peter White, who was a contestant on Channel 4's The Great Pottery Throwdown in 2021, and he made the Akuma pot with poodles on for her. She estimates that she now has about 450 poodle-related items, perhaps a few more. So she has stopped collecting for now, unless she finds something that really means a lot to her. "It's got to be really special," she adds, "because I've got pretty much most of what's out there, I think, now."
Thank you, Dorothy. I think that's more of an obsession than simply a penchant, don't you?